It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Dende sitting in for Kevin. Veterans report to training camp tomorrow. Rookies reported on Friday. A few hours before they reported, 12 hours, 18 hours, something along those lines, but we'll still call that a few. Trey Amos was signed to his deal. There's a whole like slew of second rounders across the league that had been waiting to sign, but Trey Amos got signed on Thursday. Rookies reported on Friday. Could we be seeing something similar with Terry McLaurin today? I have been optimistic throughout this process that Terry is going to be readily available for training camp. He will be signed. He will be happy. And in turn, we will all be happy. I find it interesting that if you look just a little bit southern of us, southern, and I think Cincinnati is to our east, or to our west, rather. Bengals general manager Duke Tobin says that Cincinnati is working to get a deal done with Trey Hendrickson. He said, quote, he has earned a raise and extension. We'll see if we can come together on something. And then the ownership group for Cincinnati said that they believe that a deal is going to get done. This is the point in the season, or offseason rather, where conversations that maybe were not being had are starting to be had. And one of the big talking points and the big headlines from Terry's self-made press conference at Eastern Motors last week was that the two sides, his representation and that of the Commanders, had not spoken in over a month. I can read how on paper that would not be great. I personally look at that month, that particular month period, and know that that is a time where generally you maybe you're not having conversations. You got guys on vacation. You have guys just focusing on other things, knowing that there is still plenty of time in the offseason to work on those conversations, particularly in the training camp window. And just generally, the guys go on vacation. Adam Peters goes on vacation. You can table conversations and know that they're going to come back around when the time is right. And I can't think of a better time than a day before Veterans Report to really start cranking out on a deal. We saw TJ Watt get paid last week by the Pittsburgh Steelers. If Cincinnati is starting to have conversations surrounding Trey Hendrickson, it would be silly if Washington is not having conversations right now. It would be heartbreaking if tomorrow Adam Peters gets in front of the microphone and says, we still have not talked to Terry McLaurin. Then you'd be sitting there, and my panic meter right now is at about a four. It's about a four, hasn't moved a ton over recent weeks, even with the press conference last week. It's at about a four. That panic meter would move a little bit if Adam Peters says, tomorrow, we have not had conversations, or we are far apart on numbers, or we are giving Terry permission to seek a trade if he does not like our offer. He has not said any of these things. I want to make that very clear. He has not said any of these things. I am not anticipating that Adam Peters is going to say any of those things. But that puts this whole entire drama, if you will, that puts this whole entire drama in a little bit of a different perspective if the side of the Commanders gets in front of a microphone and they are also having issues with this. My belief is that Terry's going to get signed. I have said this, that I think 3 years, $96 million, that's 32 a year. You can front load that contract so it's a little bit more team friendly by the end of that contract. And at that point, Terry would be going into year number 30, age year number 33. He turns 30 in a few months and some change. He's not 30 years old yet. He's 29. He turns 30 in September. At the end of that contract, it would be his age 33 season. Then you can have this conversation of, well, it, you know, an age 33 wide receiver is a little bit different than a 30-year-old wide receiver. You know, Terry's in such a unique position because no matter what analytic that you bring up from guys that are making the jump from 29 to 30, it's not similar to what Terry is because of the quarterbacks that he has played with before last year and the quarterback he played with last year. Jaden Daniels is leaps and bounds and then more leaps and more bounds and then more leaps and more bounds better than every other quarterback that Terry played with leading up to 2024. And we saw when he had a good quarterback, a great quarterback, a borderline, can I say the elite word? But Jaden's knocking on that door. And when you saw him working with that kind of quarterback, you saw a significant rise in production, particularly in the touchdown market. The yardage was a little bit of the same. I would have liked to see Terry's yardage be up a little bit more. I think if he would have had 1,200 yards or 1,300 yards, this contract extension is probably done earlier than it is, at least as of right now. So I would have liked to see a little bit more production in terms of the yardage, but you saw he was a major focal point of the offense, and he lived up to being a major focal point of the offense. He also made Jaden Daniels' life a lot easier. He was one of the guys that very quickly Jaden realized he can rely on him. And I think a lot of that was because of the game against Cincinnati. That particular throw, the throw, we all know it, that particular throw that won them that game, or at least put it out of reach for Cincinnati, felt like a season-defining throw. You understood, or you had a feeling at least, once that throw was made, this is not like any of the other seasons that we have seen before, and this quarterback is not like any of the other quarterbacks we have seen before. So that camaraderie is something that I want to see flourish. And just generally speaking, as to why I think this deal is going to get done, you can't watch what happened last year with Jaden and Terry, make all of the moves that you have this offseason in terms of bolstering up the offensive line with Laremy Tunsil and adding a little bit of flexibility to what Brandon Coleman can do, likely going to be at guard, but then you add a little bit of flexibility to where you can put him, left guard, right guard, swing tackle if necessary. If something goes sideways, then you draft Josh Connerly as well. So you really put a focal point on building up the offensive line. You go out and you trade for a guy like Deebo Samuel and then guarantee his contract for this year because you realize that he is a playmaker that you did not have last year. You don't go out and make all of these moves to bolster up the offense and then let the guy who was wide receiver one last year walk for nothing. That's just not going to happen. And you're too late in this process of the offseason to really maximize Terry's value that would then be good for 2025. There's not a lot of player-for-player trades that are available now. As fun as it was to have these conversations about Terry and TJ Watt, that was never going to be in the cards. We obviously never had these conversations about Terry and Trey Hendrickson because Terry is, we realize, he is a little bit of a better player to this team now than Trey Hendrickson would be, knowing that Trey Hendrickson is a great pass rusher but is a little bit lacking on the run defense side of things, which was Washington's big Achilles heel in 2024. So there's no player-for-player trade that is now available, I would say, for Terry McLaurin. You got to get this deal done. You got to figure out the numbers, sit in a room, and don't let the other side leave the room until the deal ends up getting done. I do believe it gets done. I just don't know if it's going to get done tonight. I would love it to get done tonight. I would love it to get done before they get on the practice field. And if it does not get done prior to them getting on the practice field, it would really make me happy if Terry holds in instead of holds out. I don't like the Dallas Cowboys very much. I will be incredibly upfront about that. If you are in the comments right now, you don't like the Dallas Cowboys other than our guy Brian, who runs the comments here on YouTube. What Micah Parsons is doing with Dallas deserves at least some sort of applause. He's going to get TJ Watt kind of money eventually, although we know that Jerry Jones is very slow when it comes to signing market-breaking extensions. He is going to get TJ Watt money. He is not holding out. He is holding in. I think it's a really good sign when players hold in because it expresses, hey, I still want to be here. I just want to get paid my money. I'm still going to be around the team. I will participate in events like meetings, like hanging out in the locker room, building the camaraderie. I'm just not going to get out on the field until you give me my money. But I will still be around and do all of the things necessary in terms of, do they not know you were a Cowboy fan, Brian? My bad. But I will do all of the things necessary to make sure that I am still walking with the team as they walk, just outside of not being on the field. I believe that Terry deal is absolutely going to get done. It's just a question of when is that going to get done, not if it is going to get done. And it would be perfect. I mean, if I can just play a little bit of fantasy booker here, right? I'm a pro wrestling guy, so I'm going to get in my pro wrestling fantasy booking bag. It would be sensational if Adam Peters gets to the microphone and sits down and breaks the news. Hey, we just signed Terry McLaurin. And then you look at the Commander's social media page and then bang, there's a picture of Terry McLaurin in those Super Bowl alternate jerseys that they are going to be wearing in 2025, the jerseys that we have not seen 17 in because he was not there for media day and picture day. We haven't seen the videos of him by the Metro that we have seen all of those, although that was a backdrop. They were not actually at a Metro station in D.C. Sorry to blow their cover there. But we have not seen Terry McLaurin in any of those marketing schemes because or marketing plans because he was not there. So it would be perfect if Adam Peters gets up there and says, we signed Terry McLaurin. Here is the extension numbers. And then, boom, you look on social media and here is Terry. Here is 17 in those uniforms. I think there would be a massive sigh of relief from a lot of the fan base. There would be a massive sigh of relief from some of his teammates, the coaching staff, and then Adam Peters' job would get a lot easier because that's going to be the biggest question that he's going to be asked tomorrow. So if you get that deal done before tomorrow, there's other questions that you will ask. I'm sure they will get asked about the Trump stuff, the team name, the stadium thing, as if Adam Peters and Dan Quinn have any control over either of those two things, which they very much do not. They will get asked about those things, but if you can get the Terry deal done, you're not really going to get peppered with questions as to why it has not gotten done. So that would just be my perfect way of drawing things up. Whether that happens or not, I'm not sure. I can tell you what my least favorite thing would be. My least favorite thing would be if that Terry McLaurin extension breaks at 1:01 p.m. Eastern time. I would hate that. That has happened many a times with lesser stories, but many a times here on the Kevin Sheehan Show, where as soon as we go off air, the news that we are hoping to see or some sort of news ends up breaking. It is the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. 301-230-0980, do you believe that Terry McLaurin contract is going to get done before training camp begins? We will take some of your calls on that if you decide to give them, plus an update from Mayor Muriel Bowser on the potential of the RFK site being blown, the plan of bringing Washington back to the RFK site being blown up based off of some comments that the president of this country made. I will read those to you when we get back. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.